I think the film makes clear, at least in part, the enormous constraint that there was by the regime on those who were trying to be scientists in their own right. What I would like to know a little bit more is what you know about the pressures under which your father was directly from the regime, and what the bearing was on your father's situation inside your family. To what extent was this a discussion that took place also around the table during meals, so to say? To what extent were you part of the whole thing, or were you aware of what was happening? And was your, well, I, that's too much asking, but was he called in by Hitler and by his underlings to explain what he was doing? Was he put under pressure? And how far did that go?
No, he was never called by Hitler or anything. This kind of pressure was not directly there. Of course, the pressure came from the fact that the government then, das Heereswaffenamt, would finance the whole project. And always, if you get money from someone, you know that you are in a way dependent. But there was no direct pressure from the government on the physicist to speed up and really to, for that they really didn't have enough money, they didn't have enough people, they didn't have enough uranium, they didn't have enough heavy water, they didn't have enough of anything to be really quick and to do that. And the pressure was not really there. I think, at least this is what I never heard. I think there is one thing which my father later also deplored a lot, that was that he thought if he has this knowledge, he could influence the government. But that, of course, was a real illusion. It was hypocrisy, really. And he felt so later. And this is the reason for this poem which I read, which we read, you know, Schuld or Schuld. This is the reason for his feeling of being guilty. My brothers and I, we were too young at that time. We were not involved at all in this kind of discussions. And in any case, during the Nazi time, families avoided to talk with children about anything of that sort, because that was much too dangerous. But my mother knew about everything, and my father was also in a very close contact with his father. And his father was a very influential politician at that time. He was a Staatssekretär. Was it Secretary of State? No. I think it's another principal secretary in the Foreign Office. In the Foreign Office, but that is a whole other story. That's a whole other story, which is quite complicated. But my father had a very close contact to his own father, until he then went to Strasbourg. That means until 43. And but of course this was absolutely secret. I mean, every conversation was so secret, there is no source whatever, no one letter about these conversations. You had to be 100% confidential, and of course you would never write anything on any paper. So this is the reason why we know this only from his telling. We don't know it from written sources, or we cannot prove it through written sources or something. Yeah.